New York State is holding another round of meetings regarding a topic that could change the face of Syracuse. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, the Department of Transportation tonight begins a series of neighborhood sessions meant to get more feedback on the future of the Interstate 81 viaduct through downtown Syracuse.
The first of eight neighborhood meetings regarding the project will be held this afternoon at the Toomey Abbott Towers, a two-block walk from the elevated interstate on Syracuse's south side. Transportation Department officials say the sessions are designed to give residents a chance to learn about the ongoing environmental review process and how they can get involved. Closely watching will be State Senator John DeFrancisco.
The input is there, and the question is the output. Are people really being listened to? And that's the thing I'm trying to keep an eye on, because I want to make sure everybody's listened to and there's a compromise, that this best possible compromise.
DeFrancisco thinks a good compromise would be keeping the interstate's current footprint, but below ground level with bridges connecting downtown and the city's east side. That's not one of the two options getting the most attention right now. Creation of a boulevard through Syracuse with interstate traffic routed around town via 481, or the reconstruction of the current viaduct. The state has determined the viaduct will have outlived its usefulness by 2017. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.